This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab leaders on Saturday urged an immediate ceasefire in Israel's military offensive in Gaza, pressing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to convince Israel, but the top U.S. diplomat said such a halt right now would only allow Palestinian militant group Hamas to regroup and attack Israel again. In a rare public disagreement at a news conference in Amman, foreign ministers of Jordan and Egypt standing alongside Blinken repeatedly pushed for a cessation of hostilities, saying the death of thousands of civilians cannot be justified as self-defense. Blinken said the leaders came together for the same reason, to seek long-lasting peace in the region.
We may have different views and positions on certain necessary steps to achieve that objective. But today we reaffirmed our individual commitments to continuing to work toward that end.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. military said Saturday the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group arrived in the Middle East as part of the increase in regional posture. The Eisenhower sailed into the Mediterranean last Saturday as the American forces expanded their presence in the Middle East to deter Iran and its proxy militant groups from trying to widen the Israel-Hamas war. Thousands demonstrated in Paris on Saturday, to show solidarity for Palestinians and to demand a ceasefire in the fighting in Gaza, where Israel has been battling with Hamas militants. Demonstrators held Palestinian flags bearing slogans such as "Stop the Massacres" and "Ceasefire Now." 19,000 people took part in the protest, according